This is the Bible News Prophecy Program, bringing you news and analysis of world events in the light of Bible prophecy. The following program is brought to you by the Continuing Church of God.
Greetings, friends. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program with Dr. Bob Teal, bringing you news and analysis of world events in the light of Bible prophecy. Dr. Teal, there's more division in the U.S. with a recent death in Minnesota involving ICE. What happened?
Well, actually, at least three people were shot and one killed by the U.S. Federal Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, known as ICE, this past week. Now, Congresswoman Ilhan Omar says ICE is terrorizing communities. Well, anyway, on the 7th of January 2026, an ICE officer by the name of Jonathan Ross shot and killed 37-year-old woman by the name of Renee Good. And, you know, this is horrific that an American gets shot here. But what happened to Agent Ross is he was in Minnesota 6 months before trying to arrest an illegal immigrant he tried to arrest him, and the immigrant took and pulled Ross more than 100 yards and dragged him. So anyway, he was sent back to Minneapolis, Ross was, to arrest more criminals and to disrupt this network called ICE Watch. Now, their mission is to document and resist ICE, to track agents, film them, badger them, dox them, increase stress and tension, surround them, warn targets, block vehicles, escalate. So anyway, Renee Good became a victim, and some people believe she was a victim of Lutz's mental disease that affected her. Now, her ex-husband said she never participated in any protest at all in the years that he knew her. But after they got divorced and she married a woman, and when Trump won again in 2024, she and her new partner fled to Canada. That didn't last so long. They came back and enrolled her six-year-old son in a charter school whose stated mission is, quote, involving children in political and social activism. Anyway, that's where she met the ICE Watch Network. And now she's dead.
The parts of the United States seem to be in chaos.
Well, you got nearly half the country that blames those shot for getting in the way of ICE agents trying to do their job. And the others are blaming the ICE agents and the President of the United States for what happened. So we've seen lots of protests for those who are opposed to ICE and Donald Trump. As a matter of fact, I had to drive through a protest a couple of times in Grover Peach this past week. Anyway, and over 1,000 protests are planned across the United States related to this weekend. Now, that's not unexpected. Last month, I wrote an article called 26 Items to Prophetically Watch in 2026. Number 16 was called Unrest, Terror, and Dividing United States. I'm going to read what I wrote here. There have been many protests in the USA. Some protested racial, economic, and policing matters. Some have called for a civil war. The Bible prophesies in Deuteronomy 32:25 that there will be terror within. Will that happen in the United States? Well, yes. More terror is prophesied to hit the United States. Terror is also prophesied to hit Australia, New Zealand, Canada, and the United Kingdom. Now, Matthew 12:25, Jesus taught, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself will not stand. We see more divide in the USA, and parts of it certainly appear to be intentional. Much of it's ideological. The United States is becoming less and less united, more polarized. Again, I'm still reading from what I wrote last month. Deporting people may cause unrest in USA. Deporting people may cause unrest in Europe. Expect protests, including violence, in the USA. Expect more divide in a nation where half of its people can't tell the difference between males and females, and the other half still sticks to some facts about that. And of course, there's the abortion divide, migrant matters, and other issues. Now, in general, the mainstream media tend to be on the side of the protesters. Sadly, in the United States, there's almost no unbiased reporters because people seem to push one thing or the other. Well, that's not new. I think it's worsened to a major degree in the United States in the 21st century.
Item 16 seems to have hit the nail on the head. Have you seen any videos of protests in Renee Good?
Yes. And I saw what happened when she got shot. Now, there's various narratives about, you know, what happened. But, for example, I watched the cell phone footage from one of the ICE agent who ended up shooting. And you watch this, and it shows that she and her partner were not cooperating with federal officials. Now, here's a report about it from another source I want to go through. It says the video begins with Ross in front of the vehicle, driven by Renee Good. And the agent goes around the car, looks at the officer. She says, "That's fine, dude. I'm not mad at you." Ross doesn't respond. The car window reflection can be seen of Ross holding his phone up. He continues to walk. You can hear victim's wife, Becca Good, say, "Show your face to Ross." The video shows Ross walking around the back of the car. Becca Good, the passenger, had gotten out prior to the confrontation. You can hear another officer tell Good, the driver, to get out of the car. Good is then seen reversing the car and glancing forward as she turns the steering wheel right to the right way where the officer is standing. The car moves forward. Ross cries out, "Whoa!" And three gunshots are heard in rapid succession. And then the DHS Assistant Secretary, Trisha McLaughlin, said the newly released video backs up what the agency said. The ICE officer acted in self-defense. And some people thought that they were, Becca and Renee were obstructing. I don't know if obstructing is a word I would use, but you know, one or more agents can be heard telling the driver to get out of the car. Instead, she speeds off. And this wife person, by the way, she says to her, "Drive, baby, drive." So she's telling her to ignore what the federal police officer is telling her what to do. And then with the recording, the agent either seems to be knocked down based on when you watch the camera or whatever. So anyway, that's what I saw. Now, this idea of complaining about police isn't new. The old Radio Church of God, over 6 years ago, had an article by the late Governor Ted Armstrong. And I'm going to read through this. It says, "Police brutality, poverty, unequal opportunity, police issues of talking about race riots over in Los Angeles." He writes, "The cause is human nature." And he quotes Jeremiah 17:10 about the heart's deceitful above all things. He says, "Human nature is a mixture of vanity, jealousy, lust, and greed. And this causes people to rebel." Then he cites Apostle Paul, who wrote, "Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, it's not subject to the law of God, neither can it be." That's Romans 8:7. He says, "This is not limited to one race, but it's most assuredly aggravated by race hatred." He says, "The problem is with the family breaking down all around the world, this is causing a problem. And riots are not the answer." He says, "But to a certain degree, the reason more people don't riot and loot is because they're afraid they're going to get caught." And he says, "You know, with human nature, you've got to deal with selfishness and hate toward authority, jealousy, being intolerant, and very bigoted." God's word in James 4, 1 through 3, he writes, says, "From where do wars and fightings come from you? Is it from the lusts of war in your members?" Anyway, and they talk about various ones killing. And indeed, there is police brutality. Now, I don't know what the ICE agent, Ross, who killed the woman driver, saw or he felt, but I do think that shooting her was highly excessive. But his actions, whether or not they're legal or not, they don't justify violent protests. As you mentioned in, earlier, what's happening and is planned to happen is not unexpected.
What do you mean by "is planned to happen"?
As I mentioned, The Guardian reported over 1,000 rallies and protests are planned in the United States about this this weekend. Now, interestingly, in a book I wrote in January 2025, which is a free free ebook called Unintended Consequences in Donald Trump's Presidency. You can find it at cogreader.com, excuse me. I wrote, expect more protests against Donald Trump. As a 47th president, Donald Trump plans to deport all those not legally in the United States, even though many think he can't do that. Trying that is expected to cause civil unrest and probably riots. There are issues with what Donald Trump says when he speaks. I expect protests. Donald Trump's been a polarizing figure. He's offended many, including minorities, migrants, and Muslims. Expect civil unrest and rioting. Donald Trump is setting up the United States for punishment that includes troubles and violence.
What does the Bible warn about this type of thing?
Well, there's some generational warnings in the Bible. For example, in the book of Proverbs, it says there's Proverbs 30, starting verse 11, says a generation that curses its father and doesn't bless its mother. There's a generation that's pure in its own eyes, yet not washed of its own filthiness. There's a generation, oh, how lofty are their eyes, their eyelids are lifted up. The generation whose teeth are like swords, whose fangs are like knives. And in Deuteronomy 32, verse 5, it says they've corrupted themselves. They're a perverse and crooked generation. And we're seeing a generation like that. And in Isaiah chapter 30, starting in verse 8, God tells Isaiah to write on a tablet, this is a rebellious people. They don't hear the law of God. They tell the prophets, don't prophesy right things. Speak to us smooth things. Get out of the way. See, and stop the Lord of God of Israel be in front of us. And before I go any further, we've seen that with censorship and shadow banning and whatever many who are against the Bible. But continuing in Isaiah, we're warned, because you despise this word and trust in oppression and perversity, which a lot of these people are pushing, and rely on them, therefore iniquity will fall upon you. And that's applicable to much United States, more and more despising the word of God and trust perversity. The United States needs national repentance. Without it, it's doomed and will end fairly soon.
The United States will be doomed fairly soon?
Well, a lot of people think, well, if the United States has been promoting sin and increasing its debt without problems forever, that's not going to change, but it will. Ecclesiastes chapter 8 and verse 11 warns us, because the sentence against an evil worker is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. The politicians keep doing wrong things, but that it's going to end. You know, Jesus had some warnings in the book of Mark. Mark chapter 13, starting in verse 8, he warns about nation rising against nations, and there'll be earthquakes and famines and troubles. He said, these are the beginning of sorrows. Then he says, learn from the parable from the fig tree. When its branches become tender, it puts forth its leaves. You know, summer is near. When you see these things happening, you know that it's near, at the doors. Assuredly, I say to you, this generation will by no means pass away till all these things take place.
Are you saying that the things that are happening now means that the fig tree has put forth its leaves?
Yes, because we're seeing troubles. You know, and in Mark 13, verse 37, Jesus added, what I say to you, I say to you all, watch. We're in a time of troubles and sorrows, as Jesus prophesied. It's the final generation of this age that experiences the beginning of sorrows. And by the way, the ride of the four horsemen, which is part of those, and national repentance is what the United States needs. But since that's not likely, nor what the protesters or the Trump administration are calling for, it's going to fail. The United States does not truly need protests or troops in the street. The United States needs repentance and return to Jesus and the kingdom of God.
Thank you, Dr. Teal. For more interviews with Dr. Teal, in addition to written as well as audio articles, visit our website at BibleNewsProphecy.net. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program.
This Bible News Prophecy program was sponsored by the Continuing Church of God. For more information, including access to our free literature, visit BibleNewsProphecy.net or www.ccog.org. You can also reach us by email. Our address is BibleNewsProphecy@gmail.com.